From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 21st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that New York State Department of Transportation representatives were on hand at Hunter Town Hall on Tuesday, April 19th, to give an overview of the pending two-year project on Route 23A in Catskill Cove. DOT project manager Richard Bilkins said the project is budgeted at $3 million and is designed to address both current and future problems. Bilkins said the work will focus on slope repair, include a five-day road closure either this year or next. Because DOT is only authorized to use state highways for the designated detour, the likely route during the closure will be over Route 296 to Hensonville and Windham, and then down the mountain to Route 23 to Cairo and beyond. This will make the trip from Haines Falls to Catskill 40 minutes long, a trip that typically takes 20 minutes. During the rest of the time, there will be one-way alternating traffic at the construction locations. No more than two of the 10 work sites along Route 23A will be blocked at a time. DOT will hold a meeting with town and county emergency response personnel before the work begins to work out details about how the ambulances will get through the closure sections overnight. Work will begin this year by the site by the cliff face above Molly Smith's. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said on Wednesday, April the 20th, his office fielded more than 1,000 complaints from voters statewide during the presidential primaries on Tuesday. The most common complaint received via the AG's hotline was from people who attempted to vote but were told that they were not registered. Other complaints came from potential voters who were told that they were not registered to vote in the primary of their choice, or were about poll workers allegedly denying voters affidavit ballots when requested, and a lack of privacy at polling places, accessibility issues, and unclear instructions from poll workers. Schneiderman has said his office has opened an investigation into alleged improprieties by the New York City Board of Elections after some 125,000 Democratic voters were purged from the rolls in Brooklyn. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential. Marie J. French reports in the Albany Business Review that one of the four pipelines proposed to crisscross the WGXE listening area won't be built. Kinder Morgan announced on April 20th that it won't build the $5 billion Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline to carry natural gas from New York to Massachusetts. The company blamed low energy prices, saying the project was canceled because of, and I quote, insufficient contractual commitments from customers in the New England market, end quote. Kinder Morgan spokesman Richard Wheatley said the company had filled about half of the pipeline's capacity, apparently not enough to move forward. The Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline had not yet received federal or state approvals for construction, which would have run locally from Wright in Schoharie County to Dracut, Massachusetts. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. The Daily Freeman reports that unemployment rates fell throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills, according to figures from the State Department of Labor released April 19th. Dutchess and Columbia County's March 2016 unemployment rates were 4.1%, down significantly from 2015 when the Dutchess County had a 4.7% unemployment rate and Columbia had a 4.8% rate. Greene County's rate fell from 6.7% in March 2015 to 5.5% this year. Statewide, the unemployment rate was 5.2%, down from 5.7% this time last year. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. John Mason in the Windham Journal reports that Greene and Columbia counties are both cited as areas of, and I quote, greatest concern, end quote, in a report from the New York State Comptroller's Office. Almost every year since 2008, foreclosures have been higher than normal in New York, and the number of pending foreclosures rose 27% in 2015. In Greene County, pending foreclosures rose 105% over the last two reported years, and Columbia County also showed more foreclosures over those years. Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux said, and I quote, "We have a lot of properties, especially in the resort communities, that have been abandoned for years," end quote. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Locally, the ground is dry and a residential brush burning ban remains in effect through May 14. In the past week, there have been reports of brush fires in Hillsdale, Jewett, New Baltimore, Catskill, Greenville, Claremont, and Tannersville. The National Weather Service also has an elevated fire weather outlook for much of Connecticut and western and central Massachusetts. On April 19th, the New York Department of Environmental Conservation warned that most of the state was at high risk for brush fires. The DEC statement said, and I quote, red flag warnings have been issued for the Upper Hudson Valley, Lake Champlain area, the Hudson Valley region from Albany South, the Catskill Mountain region in New York City, and on Long Island, end quote. The National Weather Service predicts rain for Friday and again on Monday, so some of the fire risk may be abated. For our final story, Audrey Mattot is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greenville Board of Education has chosen to opt back into the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program for middle and high school students. The district launched a pilot food service program during the 2014-15 school year, but it proved too costly, and without full federal aid, the program accumulated a deficit. Board member Duncan McPherson said, and I quote, while the students seemed to like the food better, the loss of federal aid was just too much of a loss, end quote. The board made the decision to opt back in at this point in order to participate in cooperative food purchasing agreements for the 2016-17 school year. The elementary school has always been enrolled in the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 74 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 1 a.m. There will be increasing clouds and a temperature low around 53 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers before noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between noon and 2 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 74 degrees. For Friday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 36. Sunrise today was at 6:03 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:44 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 21st day of April 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.